For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
He's been here.
High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
He's been there.
Magic down the middle, just what I thought. A hook shot at 12. Good!
He's been everywhere.
Shot from there and a save and a rebound. Yes! Score! Yes! Kings win the cup.
Sobel.
It's one small step for man.
Ted Sobel.
One giant leap for man.
The man, the myth, the legend.
What the hell's going on out here?
Now, one-on-one with Ted Sobel.
Hi, this is Wayne Gretzky, and you're listening to Touching Greatness with Ted Sobel.
And welcome back to Touching Greatness, everybody, and my special LA Open preview from beautiful Wilshire Country Club, right in the heart of LA. It's the second straight year for the LPGA back in the Los Angeles area, with 96 of the top 100 players entered into the field. It shows that everybody wants to play and be seen here. I recorded all of these interviews at the Wednesday Pro-Am before the tournament started, speaking with three of the greatest American golfers, the great one himself, Wayne Gretzky, who absolutely loves the game, as does baseball great Bobby Gritch, the commissioner of the LPGA, Michael Wan, and the president of Wilshire Country Club. And we even got into the impact of what Tiger Woods' recent win at the Masters means to the game of golf and all of sports. So let's start out with the commish, who fills us in on everything surrounding the tournament, now known as the Huge L Air Premier LA Open, from historic Wilshire Country Club, where we even talked about a little controversy going on in the women's game. Michael Wan, first of all, welcome back to Los Angeles. This is my hometown, and it's really great to have the LPGA in the middle of town where it's the hidden gem.
Yeah, it's great to be in the middle of Hollywood. It feels like Hollywood. I woke up at the Roosevelt Hotel.
Beautiful.
It's a five-minute drive down to here. I spent 20 years in Orange County, so yep. This is kind of a homecoming for me, too. Anytime the pilot says we're about to land at LAX, it just feels like home to me.
So what is it that brought them back here in the first place? Because it was a long time waiting for them.
Well, it was a market we wanted to come to. I mean, yeah. But honestly, sometimes we don't do some of the bigger markets. You know, we'll do a Carlsbad versus an L.A.
Right.
But I think being able to get here on Wilshire and right in the middle of it all, I mean, you can just see it. It's a hub, you're right? And I'll be honest with you, the way the members of Wilshire embraced the LPGA has really been both uplifting and exciting. I mean, I remember last year I was here on the weekend. I'm usually not around, as you know, on the weekends. And I was here on Saturday and Sunday. And the number of members sitting out on the veranda, having drinks, yelling for players. It was really special. And everybody's packed in here real tight. So everybody feels like they get to know each other. And, you know, it's who doesn't like to wake up in Hollywood and play a little golf at Wilshire? That's a pretty good day.
Yeah, and walking up the course, and the Hollywood sign's like right there behind
you. No doubt, yeah.
It's like the postcard, right?
It's great when your caddy says, just shoot for the H of Hollywood. I'm like, that's a pretty good pre-game swing thought.
Exactly. So. If you hit the D, you're still doing pretty good, right?
I've hit the D many times,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah, me too. But what about Wilshire itself, though? I think this is the 100th anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah, 1919 is the starting point. I always think I'd love to see the pictures of 1919. You know, this was probably a suburb at some point.
Exactly.
But no, it's just everything about this course is what golf's all about. I mean, you walk 15 steps from the tee to the next green. You know, you're high-fiving other neighbors as you go down one fairway, somebody's going down the other. It's, to me, this is the way golf was meant to be. You're walking. You're close. You know, you know each other. And it's, you know, I love how kind of compact it is because, you know, when you're out there, you've got plenty of room to hit the ball, but you're also not removed from everything. And I love the fact that so many people are sitting on the deck, even on a pro-am day, watching people hit off 18 tee box. It's a homecoming kind of place to us.
I've been covering this thing since the 70s, your tour, so when it was the Dinosaur, Colgate, I think is what it was called then. It's unbelievable how deep the fields are every single week, and the girls are just so much better than ever.
Yeah, and they're coming from all over the world. And we have, between our two tours, between LPGA and Symetra Tour, we have players from 56 countries.
Wow.
This event this week will be a great L.A. homecoming, but we'll televise it in 170 countries. So when you think about that, we love playing these little hometown events, but where the whole world comes in and sees. So, you know, we're going to show off Hollywood to the rest of the world.
Even though he's a man, what did Tiger Woods win at the Masters mean to the game of golf and to the LPGA Tour even?
Well, Tiger just brings casual fans in the droves. You know, I mean, Tiger is, you know, is LeBron James. You don't have to understand basketball to witness greatness. And, you know, I can tell you, I have three boys, you know, college-age boys, and they'll come in, and if Tiger's on, they sit down, and if not, they keep walking. You know, I mean, that's Tiger's impact. And so, you know, the bottom line is Tiger brings eyeballs to the game. And when Tiger was at his height, so was our viewership. And we're going to love – we play a lot of tournaments either right before or right after the PGA Tour coverage.
Right.
And I love it when they hand us a few million extra viewers as we roll into our coverage. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger's a, you know, a rises all boats kind of guy. You know, he makes the rest of the sporting world stop for a minute and think about golf. And that's special.
Last thing, I just came back from the Masters, and I'm wondering, and I'm not the only one, when are they going to figure out, and it's new, the Masters women's thing can't be the same week as the A&A. There's got to be a better way to do this.
There's probably a better way to do this. I think asking Augusta to make change is a little bit like asking the government to lower my taxes. So, hey, they put on an incredible event. It's good for women's golf. Do I wish it was a women's professional event with a real purse? Of course I do. Do I wish those women were playing on that course more than one afternoon? Of course. But it's a start, you know, and it's a step forward. So I'm going to celebrate the step forward. Yeah, it causes some scheduling changes for the rest of us, but it's kind of interesting for women to finally have some scheduling changes. You know, men
yes.
always have a lot of scheduling challenges.
That's true.
We don't usually worry about that often. So the more scheduling challenges that women's golf has, the better the sport must be.
So does that mean the A&A can move up a week or back a week? Or
the challenge with the A&A currently is we get 28 hours of live TV that week. If we moved up a week, for example, we're into the Dell match play competition, we're into the Punta Canta as event
sure.
at the same time. So all of a sudden we go from 28 live hours to 12. And, you know, I don't want to treat a major that way. So
yeah.
the moves are pretty significant for me to be able to find the TV time. You know, when the PGA Tour moves its schedule, TV just moves with it.
Exactly.
When Mike Wan moves the LPGA schedule, I have to move to when TV can slot me in.
Got
so
it.
The opportunities for me to move A&A and still get, you know, 30 or so hours of live TV are pretty limited. So it's a little bit more of a chess match for me than it might be for the NFL to say they're going to play on a Saturday because the networks would just follow them to Saturday. In my case, I've got to move when the windows are available.
Appreciate the time. Good
okay,
to see you.
Thank you. Take care.
From the commish to three of his top American players on tour, the always popular Lexi Thompson, along with another long hitter, Brittany Lincecum, who's a two-time major winner, and the pride of SoCal, Lizette Salas from nearby Azusa, who loves playing at home. First, let's hear from Lexi as we get reacquainted.
Last time I saw you, you were jumping into Poppy's pond, so.
Yeah.
I introduced you on the 18th green at the Craft in those days.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
I know.
Exactly.
Good
so,
days.
What's Wilshire like for you guys coming to Los Angeles?
Well, it's a great tournament in general. This is only second year for it,
yep.
but it was a great tournament last year. It's very well run, and they treat us well here. And of course, it's in good shape. It has some different holes, but it's a good golf course. So looking forward to it.
100 years old, though,
yeah.
right? I mean, what's it like playing an old course like this?
It's nice. I mean, it's nice to see a golf course with a lot of history behind it, and it's been around a while. And you know, a lot of people love playing here, and you know. Just going to enjoy the week and ready to get it started.
How much of that is coming to L.A.? 96 of the top 100 are here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's a great tournament and another one in the States, which is what we want.
Yes.
And, you know, a few of the girls live here in California, so it's an easy to get to. But like I said, it's a great tournament, so it's a good one for all of us to come back to.
Last thing, what did Tiger Woods' win mean to the game of golf?
It was huge for the game of golf, just in general. I think it's great for all of us. Just an amazing comeback. I mean, it was unbelievable to watch. And, you know, I love watching him play the Eye of the Tiger and just the determination in his eyes.
Exactly.
You know, it was only a matter of time before that was going to happen.
Appreciate the time. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Thank you.
Brittany, first of all, congratulations on the new family here.
Thank you.
Well, what's it like playing golf knowing that you got a little baby coming?
It's pretty cool. You know, it's a different feeling, obviously. You know, I'm still trying to compete at the highest level, and I want to win every tournament every week. But, you know, if I don't win or if I don't play well, there's such a bigger picture at the end of this finish line that it's so cool that either way, if I play good or bad, it doesn't matter. And as long as we're both healthy and doing well, it's the world is good.
So what's it like coming to Los Angeles playing again? Because it'd been a long time until last year, right?
It has. You know, it's a great golf course. It's going to be very challenging, though. It's very narrow, and you have to be very specific. Of where you hit it off the tee, and it's really going to test everyone's game, and it's going to be great.
You're the person to ask this because you were one of the first really, really long hitters, And now there's a lot more out there, aren't there?
I know.
It's a little deeper field than ever, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's crazy. And now being pregnant, I've already lost about 5 yards, which I hate. So it's weird hitting first in the group and not hitting last. So getting used to that a little bit. But it's cool to watch, you know, Lexi, Angel Yin hit these balls like so far. It's so, I love it. I think it's great. Bombing out there, you'll have a wedge in your hand. If you're in the rough, who cares? I like hitting it far.
What about Wilshire? What is it about this place that you do like? And it's sort of a hidden gem in the middle of the town here.
It's hard to find, obviously, in the middle with so much traffic
exactly.
and commotion going on. But you have to be very placeful in the fairways. You know, it's not very generous. There's a lot of bunkers that kind of pop out of nowhere. And the greens are not very big either, which is kind of cool. So it's definitely whoever can drive it the straightest and get it on the green. And the greens are awesome, though. They're rolling really great. So once you get it on the green, then you're easy to go.
96 out of the 100 top players are here.
Oh, wow.
Why do you think that is? Is it they just want to try out LA and you can see the Hollywood sign and all that fun stuff?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things. You know, the golf course is great. The food and dining, the way that we get treated in the locker room. This is a great event and everyone loves coming here.
How long do you want to keep playing being a mom?
Yeah, we're going to play this week, next week, and then one more, hopefully. So three more events.
But after you're a mom.
And then probably come back for Diamond Resorts in January. And then not sure if I'll go overseas, but definitely tee it back up again in March.
So you're going to just keep playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes people want to wind it down. It's like, I'd rather be at home.
I know. I haven't seen Suzanne Pedersen in a long time.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Have you talked to her at all about this?
I've texted her a little bit. I think she's really, really enjoying being a mom. And it's just so cool to see how your perspective, you know, she's obviously played 20 years on tour and has had a fantastic career. And to see her as a mom now, it's pretty cool.
Wondering one more thing. What are your thoughts on Tiger winning the Masters and what it does for your sport in general?
I was shocked. I'm not going to lie. You know, I wasn't sure if it was going to be able to happen. So it's great for the game. Obviously, all those fans that were there watching him and the ratings and stuff were off the charts, which is incredible. So it brings new life back to golf, which is great.
I was so proud of you. We get to stand there and watch you jump into Poppy's pond twice.
Yep.
And now you're a mega major champion. That's got to feel great. It's part of your moniker now forever, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you never know on the LPGA if you'll ever get one win.
Exactly.
So to have eight total and two majors and now be pregnant, I mean, it's so cool to see how it's kind of coming all a full circle.
It's great to see you.
You too. Thank you.
Lizette, it's great to see you again. And what's it like coming back to L.A. and getting a chance to play in front of your friends and family? And how many tickets did you leave for this week?
A lot. No, it feels great to be back and almost in my backyard and, you know, play a lot of college golf, a lot of college practices here and see a lot of familiar faces outside the ropes. So it's a pretty nice feeling to be back and you know, I have my family in the gallery, and what more can you ask for?
How's your game, and how does it translate to this course, too?
Game's good. It just needs to find the hole a little bit more.
Sounds like me.
No, I mean, I've been really solid all year.
Good.
I feel healthier than I have ever been, stronger. You know, and golf is more mental than physical, so I, you know, just work on being as confident as possible and. But also taking it one shot at a time. So Andre Gaston used to always tell me, and I'm just excited to play.
Mental is also familiarity and comfortability and all that stuff, and you got to have all that here, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything needs to be on point in order to be in contention, and I believe that I have a good team, and I'm in a good spot mentally and physically to do it. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just a sport. Well, you want to think of it as just a sport, but, you know, it's time to have some fun and, you know, to acknowledge the fans, get the crowd going, and just really appreciate what's around us and the fact that I have one of the coolest jobs in the world. It's it's nice. So I don't take it for granted, and I like to, you know, show it, too.
That's wonderful. You do have one of the great attitudes, and we all appreciate it here. You represent L.A. very well.
Oh, thank you.
For the people that don't know Wilshire Country Club, describe it. And I think, isn't this 100 years of the club this year, I believe?
Is it really?
I think it's 1919.
Wow.
Yes.
Well,
I was only 10 at the time.
No. I mean, I would consider Wilshire one of the top three courses in L.A. It's such a classic L.A. course. A lot of bunkers. It's challenging. These Poana greens really get to you. And I mean, you wouldn't expect anything less than in LA, tough conditions, and you know, LA brings out the best in people, so needs to bring out the best golf game. So encourage everyone to come out, and it's a good walking course. It's not hilly or exactly. anything like that. So you'll get a great view from any position, and it's just going to be a good time.
You say it brings out the best. It also brings out an unbelievable feel.
Yeah, it does.
96 of the top 100. What is it about this place? Everybody just wants to come to LA, you think? Or
It could be a reason. I mean, the course is always in phenomenal shape. I think it just demands a lot of different shots. And I just come because it's my home, and I feel like
I can almost walk here, at least hitchhike.
That's true.
It says a lot, though, doesn't it?
I can't even find words because it's like, it's just a great place to be.
How about the deep field, not just here, but every week? How much more difficult is it now than when you first started, which wasn't that many years ago?
No. The competition is fierce week in and week out, regardless if the field is quote unquote strong or not.
Yes.
It could be anyone's week, and that's how good you have to be out here and to be in contention week in and week out. And so this is my 8th year on tour, and I've had some good years, so that means I'm doing quite a good job, I hope. And let's hope this is my week.
Yes, no. Whose swing do you really admire on your tour?
On my tour.
Besides you? Because I'm thinking of somebody. I'm just wondering if you're going to mention the same person. But you just won a major. I'll just throw that out.
Just won a major?
Yes.
Are you going to say Danielle Kang?
No, she didn't just win a major. Who just won one at the A&A?
Oh, Jin Young Ko.
Yes.
I mean, I played with her a few times. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good swing.
Yes. Anybody at all that you just say, wow, you know, because everybody admires someone, right? Or
yes.
Even the men's. How about the men's?
The men's. You know who I admire is, oh, my God, I'm blanking out his name. They call him Iceman.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
Who's
God.
Who's Iceman?
Henrik Stenson.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, he does have a great swing.
He does have a solid swing. Also, obviously, Rory.
Yes.
Brooks Koepka. I think that's all just like power swings that I'm looking at. Honestly, out here, she's pregnant, Sarah Jane Smith.
Oh, wow.
Every time she hits the golf ball, it just sounds so nice.
Really?
And, yeah.
Okay, that's
mm-hmm.
great. Last thing, what does it mean for Tiger Woods to win the Masters for your game of golf?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge for our tour and
even
know,
for the ladies tour.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge for golf in general.
Exactly.
Just so many people are now intrigued by the sport because of him. Now we're all hoping he gets it at number 82 or even past that. And now some people didn't think that we were going to get to see it. And so I think he just hyped up the whole golf. I think just sports in general. Even basketball players are talking about it. Everyone's talking about him. And, you know, he had to overcome a lot of obstacles to get to where he is. And he's a good example of drive on. So.
Yeah, exactly. And mention drive on. Talk about what you're all about now. This is all the new thing for you, right?
Yeah, so, drive on is our new campaign to inspire the next generation. It talks about authenticity, inclusiveness, and really just hope to give for the next girl. So for me to be a part of that and for the tour to be in this sport at this time right now, I think we're in a great place to make some big moves in a positive direction. And I'm just glad to be here.
That's why Lizette Salas is now in charge of Drive On. You are the face
that.
Of.
Well,
that's great.
To begin with, we'll have some other faces.
Great to see you.
Good to see you too.
And of course, it's always great to run into the great one himself, Wayne Gretzky, who's part of a golf family now with a grandson via his daughter Paulina and her man Dustin Johnson of the PGA Tour. And Wayne's youngest son Tristan is now a golfer at Pepperdine. Now, first of all, the LA Open, it's nice to have him back in Southern California. This is a heck of a course, sort of a hidden gem, isn't it?
It's beautiful here. And, you know, as you know and I know, we come out here and I get to play with these kids. These girls are so talented. They're such great athletes. More importantly, they're nice people, and they reach out to the communities. They try to give back to charities. Sometimes we take it for granted that Some of these athletes are just overpaid, but these girls are genuinely really nice.
They really
and
are.
So to be part of this is, you know, Danielle Kane asked me to come and play again, and I said, of course. I think it's wonderful for sports. I think it's great for the city, and it's great for girls' golf.
Danielle's from your own neighborhood, right? You guys all knew each other for a long time, right?
Yeah, we grew up. My kids grew up with her, and yep. I played a lot of golf with Danielle since she was 14 years old. You could see it in her that she was going to be a great athlete and a great player.
My old pro, Brady Riggs, used to teach her. Yeah. Do you know Brady?
I know Brady, yep. And, you know, she's stubborn sometimes, Danielle, but we love her to death. She's like part of our family. You know, it's so nice. I tease her when I play with her. I try to outdrive her, which I can't do.
Oh, wow. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's okay, but she can't skate.
That's exactly. Or score.
Yeah. So, she's so nice.
What about what Tiger's win at the Masters mm-hmm. means to golf and sports in general? How good is that?
Well, listen, more importantly, it's a tribute to life in a sense of
yep.
never give up. He battled through a lot of negatives with injuries and surgeries, and nobody believed in him other than maybe the two or three, four or five people around him, and, of course, his family. And for the one thing that I really noticed over the last 3 years talking and having a little bit of an insight, there wasn't one player that doubted he couldn't come back. They all, to a man, said, he can win, he's going to be good, don't worry. Tiger one day couldn't win another major. The players themselves believed it.
Yep.
And so good for him. He earned it. And I think it's great not only for golf, but it's great for sports and for athletes around the world that you put your mind to something, you can accomplish it.
It's the comeback of comebacks, isn't it?
Absolutely. I don't know of any other one other than maybe in the 40s and 50s when guys went to the Korean War and came back and played and batted 390. So it's
exactly.
pretty special.
By the way, it's been 25 years since you did something special, like the 802. Does it feel like 25 years to you?
No, it goes by so quickly. As you know, the older you get, the faster it goes. And
yes.
I'm lucky, I'm blessed. I got a really great family. They're all healthy, special. You know, it's just life is fun.
How about playing a pro-am with your two kids? How great is that?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And, you know, we've played so much together, Trevor
sure.
and I, Ty and Danielle. This will be a fun day.
It's great to see you, Wayne.
Nice to see you, Deb.
And another outstanding athlete, six-time Major League Baseball All-Star second baseman Bobby Gritsch, an avid golfer himself and a proud supporter of the game in Southern California. And I grabbed him just before he headed out to play in the pro-am. Bobby Gritsch, first of all, how's your golf game?
Not too bad. Handicap's about a 5.2 or
That's
something
pretty
like
good.
That. Yeah, in fact, I just got an email the other day. That's why I know it's 5.2.
What's it like playing out here? And this is a great old school course, isn't it?
I love Wilshire Country Club. I play a lot of golf here. I was a member at Virginia Country Club in Long Beach
sure.
for like 15 years. So we'd have team play, and Wilshire would be a team that we would play against many years. So had a chance to come over here. They always have the smoothest, fastest greens anywhere
yep.
in Los Angeles, and they're always in great condition. And love playing here, just old school, and it's really kind of crazy. When you play here, all I can think about
yes.
is...
What, the stories?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Howard Hughes.
Yes,
well, I get that story, too. We go by his house.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to take a picture.
You know, it just feels like Howard Hughes around here. It's just crazy.
His ghost is probably here.
It's old L.A. history here. It's just wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, it's not too many places where you can, like, walk up and say, oh, I want you to aim for the H on the Hollywood sign,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Ben Hogan's been here and
That's
all those
exactly.
guys. I used to come here when the seniors played here. They had a senior tour event
yep.
here, and I would come here and just follow guys like George Archer.
Yep.
And
Arnie played here too.
Arnold Palmer, Nicklaus,
yep.
Followed all those guys around here. I really enjoyed it. It was really fun.
What about the club itself? Sort of a hidden gem in the middle of town, isn't it? And I think this is the 100th anniversary.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's
1919.
Cool. I love history. I love old California history. Club I belong to, Virginia Country Club, goes way back. We're in the 40s or 50s or something.
Sure.
And, you know, Long Beach has some old golf courses there, Long Beach Recreation Park. We had a golf course in Long Beach, you know, since 1920.
Yep.
Learned to play the game there in Long Beach. We've had five public golf courses. So I've been a huge fan of golf my entire life and just love playing.
Then you must have a really good take on what Tiger did last week. I happened to be there, so I was fortunate. And, I mean, what does that mean to the game?
Yeah, it's like a shot in the arm.
Yep.
You know, it's just a total shot in the arm. He's by far the most popular, by far the, you know, either he and Nicklaus are the greatest golfers that ever lived. Probably Woods gets the nod there. So he is, you know, every time you watch Tiger Woods do something spectacular, you feel like you're watching all-time history being made. You know, he's just one of those guys. And the Angels have somebody I feel similar like that, like Mike Trout.
Yep.
Every time I watch Mike Trout play or hit a home run, I'm thinking, you know, I'm watching history being made here. He's,
true.
You know, he's an upper echelon as well. So it's such a pleasure to be a great sports fan as I am and see guys and be able to live during this era like Trout and Tiger Woods and a lot of these guys that are coming through. Through now, it's wonderful. It's great.
You still working for the Angels?
I am. I'm an alumni with them.
Good.
And actually helped form an alumni association about 18 years ago.
Nice.
So now we've got over 500 guys in our alumni association. We got like 20 guys, very very active, making community calls and public relations calls and charity things and children's educational whatnots. You know, all over Anaheim and concentric circles going out from the stadium. So.
And everyone's job is to keep Clyde Wright from talking too much.
That's impossible. You can't do that. Clyde's great.
And, I love him.
I faced Clyde way back when.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. I remind him of the one home run I hit him off him in the first home run. Yeah,
how often do you remind him?
Just every other time I see him.
It's great to see you, man.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, good
welcome.
To be here.
And finally, it was a pleasure to meet the president of Wilshire Country Club, the proud Englishman and L.A. transplant, Patrick O'Grady, on this special time for his great old school course.
Patrick O'Grady, it's nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you.
100th year. Mm-hmm. You guys have to be doing some kind of special celebrations around here, besides the fact that your second year as president of the club.
That's right. We are. You know, the city of Los Angeles had 400,000 people when this club was formed in 1919. Now it's 10 times that amount, 4 million on our doorstep. And the whole neighborhood of Los Angeles just grew up around this club, particularly Hancock Park and the Hollywood area. So in September, that's our official centenary, and we're having a giant fireworks show.
Beautiful.
We're inviting all the members of the club to come here. It's going to be a spectacular event, really, really special.
How special was it to get the LPGA back here, though, too?
It was very special. Perfect timing, right?
Yep, exactly.
You know, they arrived last year on our 99th, and we had about 2 or 3 months to prepare for it because it came in at the last minute.
Yep.
We've had a year to prepare for it now, and it's going to be a spectacular tournament again. It's such a good good branding opportunity for our club, and it's also a recognition that this club is still as relevant today as it was 100 years ago.
You know, I tell people this is really a hidden gem. Because most people, you just drive down the street, you don't even know it's here.
You have no idea.
Yeah, and for the fact that it's been here 100 years, it's really strange that it's like, wow, and it's really special place, too.
It is a special place. I think it's quite unique because we're right in the city of Los Angeles, just over 100 acres that has been protected and preserved over the last 100 years. We've got a natural barranca running through 13 of the 18 holes. It's completely unspoilt and beautiful. The topography of the land, everything you see here is exactly as it was 100 years ago. And it's incredible.
And every time I play here, there's always the story of going past Howard Hughes' house.
That's right.
And that kind of stuff. I mean, what about, there must be 1,000 stories that go through the ages here, right?
So many stories. I mean, even our tee markers are replica drill bits from the Howard Hughes days. And it was the shape of that drill bit that actually made the family fortune for him. Up until that point, they had conventional drill bits to drill for oil. They invented these. All of a sudden, they could drill through granite and hard rock to get inaccessible oil.
That was his
and
parents?
That was Howard Hughes' father who invented those drill bits. And as a nod to that heritage, we have those on every tee box here.
That is so awesome. So are you guys trying to keep the tradition as long as possible?
Absolutely. Yeah, we take rules and traditions so seriously. You know, Los Angeles is a very interesting city. It's constantly shaping and evolving and changing to, you know, as the years go by. This is a sanctuary for our members. You come through the gates of Wilshire and you're in a different century. It's a spectacular departure from outside the gates.
So how does a guy from UK end up here and now in charge of this
question
place?
You know, funnily enough, Norman Macbeth was the founder of this course.
Okay.
He was our second president, and he was also from England.
Oh, really?
So I think I'm the second president from England in the last 100 years.
And no relation.
No relation whatsoever. I think that's where the comparison ends. But it's a very special place.
That's great. Well, I appreciate the time. Good
thank
to meet you.
Thank you so much. Nice right. meeting you.
A big thanks again to Wilshire Country Club President Patrick O'Grady, LPGA Commissioner Michael Wan, Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Gritsch, and three outstanding American LPGA golfers, Lexi Thompson, Brittany Lincecum, and Lizette Salas. And thank you again for joining us here on Touchy Greatness on the Believe Podcast Network, where next week I'll have a special tribute to longtime LA Clippers broadcaster Ralph Lawler. So until then, I am still Ted Sobel, and just maybe I'll run into you this weekend through Sunday, April 28th at the Huge L Air Premier LA Open at Wilshire Country Club.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.